Recognizing the long-term dedication of America's farmers, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Many states operate Century Farm programs to spotlight farms that have been owned and run by the same family for more than 100 years. Louisiana is one of them, and Lily Adams Wiley heads the program there.
The past 100 years, there has been many ups and downs for our families and our farming communities. And being able to keep the land in production for the last 100 years is quite a triumph.
Two farms were added this month in Louisiana, including Brian Fontenot's.
How do you succeed in farming? This is number one. You find a good spouse that's willing to work and follow you and encourage you. And that's a big help.
Louisiana's other latest Century Farm was the Eden's Place Farm. Family member Connie Boggs Roundtree.
And we've been proud to be able to have had the use of this land through six generations, and we hope to pass it on to our children and grandchildren.
Louisiana has honored 87 Century Farms since 2014. Again, Program Director Lily Adams Wiley.
It is refreshing and rewarding to be able to interact with our Louisiana farm families, learn more about their past, their present operations, as well as what they foresee in the future for their family farms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.